All right, so it's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Gauteng Education MEC, Panyaza Lesufi, announced the launch of the online application system for Grade 1 and Grade 8 for 2022. Applications for Grade 8 learners will open from the 10th of August to the 3rd of September, and for Grade 1, they will open from the 13th of September. Let's find out what the changes to the system are and what do you need to know so that you can prepare better as a parent, as a guardian? Panyaza Lesufi joins us now on the line. MEC, welcome to 702 Breakfast. Welcome. Good morning.
I think it's me who should welcome you to this morning slot. Thank you so much. Good morning. Are you well?
I'm good. You've introduced new changes that will hopefully improve the system and make it easier for parents and guardians. How is this phased approach going to work?
Firstly, we really believe that we need to protect the children that are in Gauteng. If you have to open for registration and invite literally everyone, you'll end up elbowing out people from Gauteng because they've been in the system since grade 1. Now, when they arrive at grade 8, you make them to compete with everyone. And last year, we received 102,000 applications extra on the population that we already had. So this year we felt that because the grade 7s are already in the system, give them a choice because they're just moving like any other child moving from grade 3 to 4. So give them first choice so that they can move to grade 8. And thereafter, you can open up for any other person that wants to come to Gauteng or wants to change from an independent school or private school, because these children have been there. So you can't just elbow them out on the basis of allowing people that are coming from outside the borders of our province in particular or outside the borders of our country. That's the first change. The second change, which is also crucial, is to allow the grade ones to also provide or be given their own registration period so that they don't clog or crowd the entire system. If we have done and dusted with grade 8, then bring the grade ones on board. Because if you have everyone rushing to log in on the same day, it just creates problems for all of us. There is an inquiry here, there's an inquiry here. When we know we're dealing with an inquiry for grade ones only, we know we can attend to that problem rather than be running all over trying to resolve a problem. So those are the two major changes, but we've improved the system as well because we've now realized if you plan from an assumption that everyone has a physical address in this province, you are wrong. There are so many people that stay in areas where they've never been officially proclaimed and therefore they don't have an address and they've been disadvantaged because of that.
Yeah.
So we've upgraded it in a manner that even if you don't have a formal address, the system can still recognize where you stay.
Yeah, and I heard you also announcing that people will have access, well, those that don't have access to data or internet, they will be accommodated. Just explain how they'll be accommodated. Are there sites that they can visit where they can be assisted with the system?
Yes, we've increased our sites. You know, we've got 5 regions in Gauteng. So initially when we started, each region had its own organ center, but it was quite clear that it's not working because Gauteng is vast. So we've increased those sites from 18 last year to 47 this year. We simply make all our district offices will be working. You can just go to any district office if you don't have access to internet or you don't have data or you don't understand the online registration process. You can just go to our district office and will be assisted. But we've also put satellite offices in community centers or community halls, and we've also identified some of our schools that normally have a low enrollment because, I mean, schools like in Orlando and Soweto, you know, it's grannies that are there taking care for our children. We are spread view or we are spread, we are Tembisa. So we'll have walk-in centers there to assist older people so that they don't have problems if they're taking care of their children.
Yeah. There's a listener who wants to know about the registration for grade R learners, because yesterday you only spoke about grade 1 and 8. What's the process there?
Grade R, you still have to go to the school that you prefer, so it's not part of the system. The Department of Basic Education is taking over the running of grade R from the 1st of April 2022. So in this current season, grade R is still with the Department of Social Development. This simply means that you can just walk in at the school that you want to register your child. But obviously from 2023, exactly the same thing that we're doing with the grade 7s. This year, for them to go to grade 8, we're going to do the grade R to move to grade 1. So it's only when we've taken over that responsibility. I think we'll make a major announcement later this year. I think the president of the country or the premier of our province will make that announcement where grade R will migrate from Department of Social Development to the Department of Education.
Yeah, so we're expecting full capacity in primary schools to resume today. So they're abandoning the rotational system because of the impact that has had on pupils. We know of the challenges that some schools have faced, water challenges, there's issues around space. Are Gauteng schools ready to resume with full capacity for primary pupils?
We are, and our approach is simple. Safety first. Don't risk. If you feel as a school, either as a principal or as the SGB, that you can't accommodate all learners, don't risk. Maintain the status quo. We'll work with you to give you support on areas where you need help. If you need an additional classroom, we'll provide mobile classroom for you so that we can keep social distancing and we can deal with all other things. But we don't want to risk. No school must risk in Gauteng. So it's safety first, protect our children. But because we've managed to vaccinate majority of our educators, we really believe that we've removed the biggest element that was bringing the virus within the schooling element. But until you are dead sure of that approach, we can't risk. Mm. So all our children will come back, yes, where it's possible to come back. Where it's not possible, and we know in 57 of our schools in Gauteng, it's not possible. Where it's not possible, we've indicated to our schools, safety first, keep it safe until we've assisted you with whatever that you need to get. Mm.
Why is it not possible, MEC, in the 57 schools? Because I imagine you've known about some of the schools that don't have the capacity to accommodate, you know, all the primary school pupils, right? And you've indicated that in cases where you needed to provide mobile classrooms, you would actually arrange that and deal with some of these issues. Did you fail to iron out some of these issues in the 57 schools, and that's why they can't resume with full capacity attendance today?
Not necessarily, Clement. Is because with no social distancing, we don't have a crisis. With no social distancing, these schools don't have a crisis. Except, I think, 13 schools that have water pressure challenges because of municipalities. But if you bring social distancing, it simply means that if a classroom can take 4 desks, it will now take 2 desks. Mm. And if it takes 2 desks, it means that you can't bring everyone. So it's not a planning problem. It's adherence problem, that you have to adhere to the non-pharmaceutical restrictions, which is the problem. But there are schools where, unfortunately, they are located in areas where the water pressure coming from the municipality into our school premises is not sufficient. And you know, okay, in the state that we are in now, you can't fight COVID without washing your hands. And that's the challenge that we have.
Okay.
But it's not only the municipalities, even ourselves. I must be honest as well with you, Clement. There might be one or two schools where I think we've been negligent or we've not done our work the way we're supposed to do it.
Why have we not done our work the way we're supposed to do it?
Purely because communities either have vandalized the school or they burned down the administrative areas and we took time to repair those facilities.
Okay. And just quickly, once, you know, the schools are ready to resume and this application process is complete, when can parents expect the placement to begin?
Yeah, I think the month of September, the 15th of September, everyone will start to get the happy SMSs. But they must give us 5 schools. So always, because this is basically a rush to quality schools, which is something that I've addressed at the press conference, that you need to refer. So if you give us 5 schools, I can tell you, you are safe. But if you give us 1 school, only to find that school is full, we have to place your child in an alternative school because we can't keep your child at home. They're entitled to have education. So if you give us 5 schools at least,
okay,
if first school is full, we can try the second one or third one. But if you just give us 1 school, I think it would be a headache for us.
All right. Banyaza Lesufi, Gauteng MEC for Education, thank you so much for your time.